Show, and who, let's not forget, was a 7-times rider in the Tour de France. Paul, just how rife is doping in the sport?
Phil, I can only hope it's not as bad as the picture that's been painted over the last few days, because it really has been painted as if all of the riders in the Tour de France have been taking drugs. I think what we'd have to remember is, at the top of any sport, people will always be tempted to cheat.
And the trouble is, they have controls here every day, they have random checks, they're coming up negative. Are these controls a waste of time?
I think a lot of them are quite ineffectual, because if you go back to the former days of the East Germans, there were always doctors who were one step ahead of the doping controls.
And you think that the case of the top teams here, the doctors are in control of the teams?
I think the reason the team doctors are here is to make sure that the riders' health is not affected.
Now, what about the Tour de France itself? Does that mean that this race has no future now?
The Tour de France will continue, the sport of cycling will continue, because if you cast your mind back to 1988 and the Ben Johnson being positive in the Seoul Olympics, athletics is still around.
Indeed it is, and of course I'm just hoping that we can get rid of this cancer in the sport of cycling, and let's hope that some good comes out of this, and not only riders but officials get together and get rid of it. The Tour de France goes on, and